So after all the hype, we still don't know for sure exactly how Sherlock faked his own death. What we do know now, though, is that Sherlock has parents, played in the programme by the actor Benedict Cumberbatch's own parents, and that Watson isn't gay. In the last few minutes, we've got the TV viewing figures for last night, an average 9.2 million viewers tuned in. It was also the most tweeted programme, with 300,000 tweets during the course of it. Right, if you're a Sherlock fan, tell us your own theory about how he faked his own death. I wonder if it's possible to get at least near the 13 possible outcomes that were referred to in the programme. Eleanor Roberts is studying in London. Clive Harris is a fan in South Wales, also a member of the Sherlock Holmes Society of London. Alastair Stewart is a fan and podcaster. David Mather runs the fan website Sherlockology. And Tom Phillips is a senior writer for the website BuzzFeed UK, which has been covering Sherlock and the various theories extensively. Welcome, all of you. Tom, your own theory, first of all.
My one is the simple one, which is that given that they seem to get rid of a lot of the more elaborate theories in last night's show and say that those clearly weren't true, my theory is that he jumped and was horribly injured. And fortunately, the thing he jumped off was a hospital. It's pretty right. Simple. He didn't fake it at all.
So it was a genuine jump, but he didn't die.
Yeah, because there was a hospital right there. Yeah. That's my theory.
Okay. David, what about yourself?
Mine's not fully formed, really, but I was on set when they were filming The Fall itself, and they did actually shoot some extra material which never even made its way into the episode. Mm. And that basically involved Mycroft Holmes and Jim Moriarty, alive and well, walking out of St. Bart's Hospital. And Moriarty is wearing Sherlock's coat. And the pair shake hands and part ways, so they're in cahoots with each other, mysteriously.
Yes.
And as soon as that has happened, the body of the deceased double is dragged out and dumped on the pavement, as it always has been. So it's sort of a little wrinkle which they added to throw off the press, but also something which I quite like, and the fact that everyone doesn't really want Moriarty to be dead, so maybe it was him behind it all along.
Alistair, what about yourself?
My theory kind of operates of a slightly different principle. I think we got told about 90% of the truth last night. The one thing which I would add is a theory a friend of mine came up with, that there was an element of how he faked his death present in each one of the episodes of the last series, that the people on the street, the members of his network, when he jumps, are partially recruited via his contacts with Irene Adler, and that Watson is dosed with the fear serum from the hands of Baskerville when he's knocked out by the cyclist. That means that instead of the slightly awkward thing of Holmes having to lie down and be covered in fake blood, that you could have the corpse be dragged out and Watson see his worst possible fear, which is that his best friend has just jumped off a building and killed himself in front of him.
OK. Clive, where are you on this? What's your own theory? Or do you buy into Alistair's, David's or Tom's?
Well, I've got a slightly different theory, and it's been fascinating, really. We've all been theorising for 2 years or more, and I guess none of my theories had a bungee jump involved. But for me, what I thought was a logical solution was that they'd borrow a dead body from the morgue, throw it off the roof. Mm. Sherlock, meanwhile, would hightail it down the stairs and then replace the dead body on the pavement outside. That was perhaps a fairly logical one, that they just used a body to throw off the roof. But I still think any of the theories, I still don't think we've reached the end of this, actually. I think there's a long way to go. We've seen a few scenarios here on the programme. I think there's more to come, and there's something wrong with even the scenarios for me that we saw last night that perhaps we'll come back to later.
Eleanor, did you think last night's programme worked?
I did, yeah. It was very, I thought it was brilliant how they sort of opened with one of the theories, and you kind of think that that's going to be the actual explanation, and then they ended up waiting, you know, an hour and a half or whatever it was until they actually gave probably the most plausible one, right, which is kind of the one that I tend to believe. But I think that there were so many theories floating around the internet, but I think that a lot of them got most of the parts right, and that, you know, sort of the bounce ball to cut off the pulse, and then sort of John getting hit by the bicyclist, which everybody pretty much called was on purpose. So I don't know. I think most of the theories had correct elements in it.
Did you enjoy the fact that it included various obsessives?
I did. I thought it was really hilarious. And honestly, a lot of it just kind of seemed like it was written. I mean, Mark Gatiss wrote the episode, but it seemed like it was kind of, it seemed like he went online and sort of read some fan fiction to sort of get some of the explanations, as well as, like, particularly the one with Moriarty. I think that was hilarious. I don't know. It was just really brilliant, I thought.
Okay. Tom, what did you think of its success or otherwise last night?
I thought it was tremendous fun. I mean, it was hugely, hugely enjoyable and pleasingly silly. It had been very easy for them. It's a big event episode. It had been very easy for them to take it, you know, very, very seriously and, you know, be very, you know, po-faced about it all. But in fact, they had an awful lot of fun with it. I love the way that they incorporated internet fan theories. Half the show seemed to be devoted to trolling Tumblr and Twitter, basically. It was wonderful. The plot itself didn't quite hang together, I didn't think, but yes, that wasn't really the point of the episode.
Okay, well, Tom, maybe I'll take you out of this, but in terms of Alistair and David and Clive and Eleanor, you're all fans. Let me read some text messages which are from potentially slightly more dispassionate viewers. Keith in Chichester says, I just didn't understand it. Another listener says, it was a disjointed mess. John in Macclesfield says, I watched Sherlock. It was the best comedy on television. And another listener says, I thought Sherlock was a mess. They tried to be too clever. Go on, I don't mind who speaks.
Sorry, it's David. I definitely think the ambiguity is in to its strength, in all honesty. It can definitely be seen to be an issue, potentially. But when we saw it a few weeks ago, and our initial reaction, everyone on the team, was the fact that there is a lot of fan service in it, and how much will the general viewer understand what's going on? In many ways, we've discovered on Twitter today, because we've just been inundated with responses similar to what you've just read out there. And
really?
Also, and also, sort of like the other side, the range of reaction just goes completely from both sides of the spectrum. People absolutely loved it. People are massively disappointed by it. They sort of thought disappointed there's no real plot to the episode, but as we've said, that's the point. It really does just sort of cover everything.
Clive, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say perhaps it comes down to personal preference here in terms of how we like our programmes. I really love the intrigue. You know, we've had 2 years of theorising, and why stop now? You know, let's keep all these theories going is what I enjoy. So some people perhaps want a nice, clear-cut solution to this. I still think there's more to come. I still think there's more scenarios. Whether we'll ever get to the real truth, in inverted commas, I don't know. For me, the one thing that doesn't quite hang together from last night is Sherlock Holmes was trying to convince the wider world that he died, and just convincing John Watson from a particular angle for me didn't quite do it. So I still don't think we've reached the end of the road with this, and whereas some people like a nice clear-cut answer, I really like to keep the intrigue and the theories going.